Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The composition of the government of Elisabeth Borne has finally been communicated. Gérald Darmanin remains Minister of the Interior. The same goes for Bruno Le Maire as Minister of the Economy and Éric Dupond-Moretti as Minister of Justice. Some are promoted, such as Amélie de Montchalin, who takes over the Ministry of Ecological Transition, and Stanislas Guérini, who will be in charge of the public service. There are also some new faces, with the entry into the government of the Chiracienne, Catherine Colonna, who is appointed Minister of Foreign Affairs. The historian Pape Ndiaye is appointed to National Education, and Rima Abdulmalek succeeds Roselyne Bachelot at the Ministry of Culture. So this weekend will be marked by the transfer of power before the Council of Ministers, the first of the Borne government. It will take place on Monday, almost a month after the re-election of Emmanuel Macron, and 3 weeks before the first round of the legislative elections. The legislative elections are being actively prepared, but it will be without François Hollande, who will not be a candidate. This is what the former president confirmed in an interview a few hours before the deadline for submissions at the prefecture. François Hollande had cast a doubt on a possible candidacy in Corrèze. And abroad, it is the end of the Battle of Azovstal in Mariupol. The last Ukrainian soldiers entrenched in the steelworks have been ordered by Kiev to stop defending the city. It was the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the port city heavily bombed by the Russians. Back in France, a man was killed, stabbed in the throat in Essonne in Épinay-sous-Sénart, and the suspect is on the run. An investigation has been opened for intentional homicide. The victim has had to deal with the police, but a long time ago for old offenses. The homicide seems to be the result of a transaction gone wrong. And to finish, the storms are moving away in northern France. Only two departments remain under orange weather alert, Ardennes and Marne. The alert is lifted in Normandy, Hauts-de-France and Île-de-France. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.